Welcome back here on the Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. We were just looking here at the 4x400 relay because the South African team is anchored, their fourth runner is anchored by that young man who has the prosthetic legs you were looking at there, bud.
Yeah, they're pretty weird looking.
They're strange looking, but it blows me away that a man can lose his limbs, be a double amputee, and still be running in the Olympics. And there he is, and they actually caught a shot of him.
But don't that make him run faster? Yeah, like in the Bionic Man.
No, it don't make him the Bionic Man, for God's sake. If anything, it's a, you know, to be running on legs like that is so unusual. How could you ever say that it's an unfair advantage? But just my hat's off to the guy. And that's a beautiful thing. Anyway, it looks to me like the Bahamians won. Are those the guys in the blue?
That powder blue is gay.
Yeah. Whatever, man. Is that Bahamas? I think it is. All right. Anyway, welcome back to the program, folks. Ted Bell is on the line with us, and we're going to be talking with Ted here this hour about a possible confrontation he's going to have with the health board. We'll find out what that's about here in this segment of our program with Ted Bell.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey everybody, this is Ted Bell, and by the way, I heartily echo Phil Henry's sentiments there watching this race. It was absolutely heart-stopping, I guess, to see that young man run the race, Phil.
That was something, isn't it?
I got to tell you, you know, you can go through life and you can be a very negative person and you can be a very, I don't know, cynical person. But when you see a young guy like this running in the Olympics, Phil, on prosthetic limbs, and it's amazing. It's just amazing.
Those are two, that's an invention, a kind of a prosthetic that whoever came up with that. And they're just a couple of metal, they look like just a couple of metal supports, don't they?
Yeah, it looks like something that you could pull off of a garage door and make, you know?
Yeah, Mr. Bell, that's what I thought.
What did he say?
He said, that's, Bud, he said that's what he thought.
All right, that's what you thought, but now people are going to think.
People are going to think what?
That I got the idea from him, so.
Bud, could you clear that up?
Yeah, I didn't get, or Mr. Bell, I didn't tell him about till just now.
So I said what I said before you said what you said.
Yes, sir.
Right. But the point that I'm making is that it looks like the legs that boy is running on looks like something that you could take a garage door spring, or you could take like the frame of a mattress, if you know what I'm saying, or just a car. You could take an automobile that you find in the desert that's rusted out, and you could break it apart. It could make legs for a guy. So at this point, though, the more I talk about it, maybe it isn't such a big deal. I don't know.
No, it's a very big deal, I think.
Yeah, but if you can make something like that out of a garage door spring.
Yeah, but who's going to think to make that out of a garage door spring? This was created and developed by people who are devoted to finding solutions and answers for people who are missing their limbs, who either by disease or injury have lost their limbs. So it's a very specific kind of science.
But if it's a specific kind of science, which I don't doubt that it is, Phil, but if it's a specific kind of science, don't you think that they'd come up with something that's a bit more inventive than, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll just break down my garage door and saw. You see what I'm saying?
And I don't think anybody did that, Ted.
You don't?
No, I don't think anyone said, oh, this is easy. Let me just bust out the springs on my garage door. No, I think that you sit and you analyze. It's about mechanics. It's about kinesiology. You know,
well, now you're getting into those 45. Now you get into those 45 cent to 50 cent words there. Okay? One more nickel, and I won't even speak the English language. But you know what you're talking about, Phil. So, yeah, no, I think it's fantastic.
All right, tell me about the you have had
kinesiology. Hold on, Benny. Look up kinesiology, Benny. Would you? Kinesiology.
Yeah, it's the science of movement.
Oh well, the science of movement. All right, talking to Phil Henry. You know, I did mention to you, I just said it to Bud, and I've said it to you off the air, making me look like I don't know what's going on. You know about that, right?
Well, I didn't think that's what... I apologize.
Yeah, see, that we talked about that. Anyway, all right, too late now. God, how many times...
All right, Ted, I apologize. I forgot that was part of the...
Yes.
Part of the... All right, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you get Mr. Hall, because I know...
Yeah, no.
I got to talk to David now, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. Can we keep talking?
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you about, the challenge you're having from the health board. You got him?
Yeah, Mr. Hall on too.
Okay, let me get David Hall on the line here. David, I made a mistake. David, are you there?
Yeah, David Hall.
David, I made a mistake. Ted Bell is with us.
Hey, Ted, how you doing?
Well, I was doing fine until, what happened?
I violated one of the terms of our deal with Ted. I said something that made him look not intelligent.
What did you do? Well, he said kinesiology. Do you know what that is? I don't have any idea. So he brought that word out, and I tried to make it, I tried to do the best I could with it. I said, oh, Phil's got his 50-cent words working. But I realized that it was pretty blatant, so I went ahead and told Bud to call you. So you know that we've got to refund him now 20% on his airtime purchase.
Yes.
So you know that costs us money.
Yes.
So why did you say kinesiology?
It just came out.
What was the text? What was the context?
I thought I'd like Phil to tell me.
The context was we were talking about the guy in the Olympics who is a young man in the Olympics for South Africa.
Yeah, the kid with the no legs?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And we were talking about the prosthetic legs that he has, and I was talking with Ted, who said that you could make those legs out of garage door springs.
Are you laughing?
Yeah, he found it funny.
I'm saying something that I want the audience to hear and be impressed with me by it, and he's there going,
And I didn't say that, Ted.
Well, I knew, but that's what you're doing, and right now you are. You see what I'm saying? What's the point? What is the point? Bill, every time you come on this program and you talk about something with a sponsor, you should make the sponsor look good. In Ted's case, he's got a signed deal with us that demands that. If you don't, we get penalized.
I understand.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
When Ted said that you could make two legs out of a garage door spring, I just...
down your nose at Ted Bell, a man that started his own business,
right?
A guy that has created a multi-million-dollar steakhouse. You're looking down your nose at him.
No, I'm not.
Then what are you laughing? So you thought it was funny?
I thought it was funny because that's what a guy like me does.
If I see a man that doesn't have any legs, what do I do? Do I go to school and study kinesiology or whatever the hell that? It sounds to me like a word he made up. I'm gonna have somebody look it up. Don't worry.
I didn't make it up.
Well. Am I going to go to school and have that? Am I going to go to school and... I'll tell you what Ted Bell does. This is what Ted Bell does, all right? And I want everybody out there listening to me and listen good. If I see a guy that doesn't have legs, do I go to school and waste somebody else's money and scholarship, blah, blah, boom, boom, ding, ding? No. What I do is I go to my garage door, I take it down, I saw up the springs, I bust up the metal... and I start thinking right then and there how I can make that guy some legs. I'm not fooling around with kinesiology or whatever it is Henry's talking about. That's what Ted Bell does, see? Not what Phil Henry does. You'd go to school, wouldn't you, Phil? Wouldn't you?
Well, I mean...
What's your answer?
I guess if I wanted to go into that kind of science, making prosthetic limbs, I guess I'd feel I had to go to school yet.
Yeah, not me, not Ted Bell. I don't do that. I don't fool around and I don't waste time while a guy is crawling along a roadway. You understand? See, the difference between you and me, Phil, is you would watch a man crawl on a road, crawling, pulling himself forward by his hands, the rest of his body worthless and useless, and with the legs of his pants dragging behind him because he's got no legs. That's what you'd see. That's what would happen if you ran the world. If Ted Bell runs the world, there's a guy running in the Olympics. I think it's worth listening to, Phil.
Yes, sir. You're right. I mean, you're right. You got to get, you know, we need to solve these problems. And
yeah, solve the problems. Don't run around. Oh, look at my degree. I went to this school, that school. You know, all the degree. You know how many times I've used a degree to wipe with? Can I just? No, go ahead, Ted. I want to tell you a story. A lot of people come into this restaurant and they want to work in the business side of it. They want to do purchasing. They want to do advertising. They want to do marketing. And each one of them has a college degree. Do you know what I do with those?
Well,
go ahead.
You wipe with them.
That's right. That's right. I said, oh, thank you. You got a college? Yeah. Okay, let me take that because guess what? We just ran out of toilet paper. I'm going to go in and I'm going to wipe with it. That's what I think of your college degree.
What I want to know is what can that guy do for me right now? Mr. Bell is a very accomplished man, Phil. You got to listen to him.
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
All right. And a guy comes into my restaurant. I'm Ted Bell. And I say to the guy, I got a guy here with no legs. Now, what are you going to do? Oh, well, I'm going to go to school. No. Then when the guy comes in and says, I just busted down my garage door, and I got a bed frame, and I took apart a guy's car, and I made some legs out of it. I'll say, you're hired. Even if I go outside and I see that it's my car that he took apart. Literally, if I go outside and I see my car, taken apart, in 100 different pieces on the driveway, wherever the hell I got it parked. If a guy's got legs, I buy a new car. I don't care. That's selflessness, Phil.
Yes, it is.
That is, and that's why we are proud to have Mr. Bell as a sponsor.
Well, I apologize, sir, for...
That's all right. You know, mistakes happen, okay? But stakes don't just happen. It takes a Ted Bell to make a steak. Mistakes... That's what they serve at Ruth's Chris. Mistakes. I serve steaks. I'm Ted Bell. Taking a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break. All right.
All right, Phil?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay.
We'll be back with... we'll be back right after this. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
How many fingers am I holding up? Three, right?
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's going to be the wrap-up weekend of the Olympics. We're going to be watching the basketball. That's right. The USA, USA is going for the gold on Sunday. And remember, we don't serve mistakes at Ted's of Beverly Hills. They do that at, those other Mortons. They do that at Ruth's Chris. We serve steaks, not mistakes, right? I want to be clear, Phil, that I thought that up myself, and I copyright that or whatever you want to say. I don't want anybody using it.
All right. I mean, you're saying it publicly.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Ted Bell with us here, Ted's of Beverly Hills, where they serve steaks, not mistakes, and they want to put their meat in your mouth.
That's right.
Anyway, welcome back to the program. Ted, now, the question is, and I don't know how much of a tussle this is with the health department, but you're expecting a visit.
Well, let me tell you, I am not expecting a visit. We are in negotiation right now. This is a situation that has nothing really to do, and I think everyone knows this, it really has nothing whatever to do with the way we do business in our kitchen. Our kitchen is an A rating. Our restaurant is the A rating here in Los Angeles County. As you know, Phil, people are familiar with the health code in the city of Los Angeles. You get an A through an F, and we've been an A all the way along. Now, what happened was this. I've got a very good friend at the Chamber of Commerce by the name of Bill LaPlante. Bill comes in with his family and has been coming in with his family for the last 3 years. He's a terrific guy. I know his wife, Susan, and I know his two sons, and they're both great kids. The younger son, Paul, is at 9 years of age, and he reminds me a lot of myself when I was his age. I was the same kind of kid. I'm very curious. I was always talking to people, it didn't matter how old they were, and I like that about Paul. He's a good young boy, and I've had conversations with him, and sometimes, you know, as children will, he gets out of line. He had ordered a pizza, and this was, I'll tell you when it was. It was last May, and the family came in on a Saturday night, and Bill and his wife, I think they had the porterhouse for two, and I think the other son might have had, I think he had a hamburger or something. The youngest one, Paul, the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
Wanted one of our pizzas, our personal, what we call the personal Ted pizza, and if you get the personalized Ted as opposed to just the Ted deep dish or what we call Ted's long or Ted's deep one, then you get more toppings.
So he orders, he wanted a Ted's, he wanted to take it deep with Ted. I think, is that number three? Yeah, it's called Take It Deep with Ted. And
what is Take It Deep with Ted?
That's a deep dish. That is not the small personal pizza. The kid says, I want to take it deep, I want to take it deep with Ted. And I said, okay. And he said, but I want it personal size. This is a kid. You understand? Kid's talking to me like this.
So this is the little boy, Paul.
This is the little 9-year-old, yeah.
All right, well, you said he's a very talkative lad.
Oh, yeah, he's very talkative, but at some point you're talking to an adult. And I got a little put out with him. I said, Paul, if you want to take it deep with Ted, he said, well, I want a deep dish. I said, right, but you're supposed to order it the way it says on the menu. It's called Take It Deep with Ted. I said, now say it again. And he goes, I want a deep dish, and I want it personal. I said, boy, you're blowing it. I gave him one more shot. I said...
Now, are you telling me you've got to order when you order?
When you order at my restaurant, if you've been to Ted's, right?
Yeah, I've been to your restaurant. I didn't know that.
Yes, everything you order at my restaurant, you have to say it the way it's on the menu. You get the porterhouse.
Right.
And that's what it's called on the menu. It's called the porterhouse. However, if you get a deep dish pizza at my restaurant, it's called Take It Deep with Ted.
So you insist that people order it off of the menu?
Yes, and it's not unusual.
If I don't, then...
Then if you don't, then it's like the waitress didn't even hear you. You could say, give me a deep dish, and she'll stare at you, and they are instructed to stare at you. And I shouldn't have said this in the initial, the manual. I said, stare at them as if they're mongoloid. I don't mean that. I didn't mean that. I meant to stare at them as if, you're seeing something that isn't... I wanted them to give the customer the impression that they are almost invisible. Like, what the waitress is seeing in front of them is either a gelatinous... You understand what I'm saying? Just a mass of gelatin or...
No, I don't understand what you're saying. No, I don't. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about... Am I going to get Hall back on here?
No, what are you going to get Hall back on for? I'm asking you a very simple question. And the question is, when they order something at your restaurant, if they don't order it the way it says it on the menu, and now you're telling me something...
I've trained them to look at you as if you're a gelatinous mass.
As if I'm a gelatinous mass?
Yeah, not you, but just...
Okay, no. In other words, I'm something horrible?
Something they don't recognize.
All right, so in other words, you don't even acknowledge the existence...
Here he goes again with the laugh. Boy, I tell you are really pushing it tonight.
Ted, come on, man.
What?
That's funnier than hell. Yeah, I'd like a deep dish, and she's staring at me as if I'm a gelatinous mass.
As if you're something that suddenly she doesn't have to talk to you, but she's not sure if she has to go and get a manager to have it taken out. Oh, boy.
Oh, come on, man. All right, so what happened?
What happened with what?
When the kid... came in.
I told you. The kid said, I want a deep dish. I said, boy. I said, Paul, you got to tell me, do you want to take it deep with Ted? He goes, yeah, but it sounds gay, is what he said. And I said, okay, that. And he said, Mr. Bell, you know what I want. Just go get it. Now, this kid's 9, and he's talking to an adult like this.
Well, he feels empowered because of his father.
Yeah, his old man is at the Chamber of Commerce, and his father and I are very good friends. And I probably... In many ways, I probably encourage that kind of talk because I've always been very familiar with the kids. They call me Ted. Usually I like them to call me Mr. Bell, but whatever, And so the kid almost, I swear to God, Phil, if the kid would have snapped his fingers, I don't know, I might have just come right out of my skin. But he almost snapped his fingers and said, now, go ahead, boy,
And no, he didn't do that, though.
No, but he almost did.
Well, how do you know that you're not... All right, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, please don't go there, no, because I know what I'm talking about.
All right, so the kid wanted a deep dish pizza. He didn't order it the right way. He finally said, go get it. Did you go get it?
Yeah, we went ahead, and I told him that we didn't make them personal size, but I went ahead, and I had the chef make a personal size Take It Deep with Ted. That's the one and only time we've ever done that. Never have I ever done that before. And I got a newsflash for you. I'll never do it again either. For what it cost me personally, I'll never do that again. I made a big mistake. All right. So now I'm thinking about this kid. You got a break?
Yeah, we got to go to a break. Hold on. We'll be right back. Ted's in Beverly Hills. Ted is with us as he talks about a health code, or at least a health department visit he's expecting because of a run-in with the son of a friend of his and a regular customer. What's that about? We'll find out. We come back. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're clear so far, right?
Yeah.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. And let me tell you something right now, folks. We have the Olympics on right now. They're doing the bicycle riding. I don't know what this is, but they're out on bikes or something. You can come and look at this. Or, you know, whatever they got on TV. Doesn't look very interesting to me.
It's called a BMX.
What is it?
It's the BMX.
Well, it looks like something that my kid does.
Yeah, it's based upon it's really based upon these little Stingray bikes that came out that gradually got modified a little bit, and these kids started doing jumps, you know. And
is this something that the kids did that didn't have a license to drive?
It might have started that way. It might have started with kids who were too young to ride motorcycles, but it's turned into a full-fledged Olympic event. And these guys are all in their 20s, you know.
They're in their 20s?
Yeah.
They don't look like they're much older than 15.
No, they're adult men and women competing in this.
Well, that's something that I don't know as a tax-paying American. If I want to support an Olympic team that's got full-grown men and women out running around down the street on their bicycles like they're going down to get a soda pop and a lemon pie or something.
Well, you're not supporting Diddley Squat. What are you talking about?
Ain't this the text? Or is that's right. It's sponsored.
Yeah, this is all the Olympic Training Center. All right.
Who does that? Coors?
That's the Coors Olympic Training Center.
Well, I bet you the gays don't like that, huh?
I don't know, Ted. Can we get back to what we were talking about?
Yeah, right.
All right. So we're talking with Ted here about the health. What is the problem? You were talking to this little boy who was being offensive.
Yeah, I'm talking to Bill's son, and the kid said, give me a deep dish. I said, now, Paul, you know, at Ted's in Beverly Hills, you have to order everything with Ted in mind, which is what we say. Remember, when you order, keep Ted in mind. And that means order it the way it is on the menu. So he said to me, and he answered me in a really smart-ass way. He said, yeah, just, you know, I didn't like it. So anyway, he said, just give me a deep dish. I said, you got to order it, taking it deep with Ted. He goes, it sounds gay. I said, oh, boy. So that's when I went back to the kitchen.
All right.
I had him make up a small deep dish, like a personalized size deep dish. I said, take it deep with Ted. All right. But make it short. So they give me this thing, and I couldn't resist it. And I'm saying this to you honestly, and I said it to Bill. I spit into it. And
oh, boy.
I didn't hawk one up. I just went like that. It was just saliva. And
You did this why?
Well, it's a normal instinct. If you're serving food, and it's not normal, but people don't do it, but the instinct is to want to spit into the guy's food.
And you went ahead and did it. You didn't resist the temptation.
No, I did not.
Why?
Because I own the restaurant. I own the restaurant. It's not like it's some waiter or some waitress. It's me, Ted Bell. I own the restaurant. So I spit into the kid's pizza. Now, as it turns out, LaPlante's wife was walking by, going to the ladies' room, and saw this. She kept quiet about it until the next day I get a call from Bill, and he says to me, my wife said she saw you spitting into Paul's pizza. And I said, that's right. And he said, well, I'm going to go to the health department, and I'm going to see if they can't shut you down for a few days while I investigate. I said, you and what army? You know, Bill, as well as I do, that I'm wired in with the health people. I own a restaurant. He said, well, we'll see. So that's where it is. You know.
And she didn't say anything?
No, she didn't. She went back to the table, and as Bill tells me, she kept her mouth shut because she just wanted the night to play out. And I said to him, why? And he said she was probably weighing the options.
So she, this is the mother of the boy.
Yeah.
And she went ahead and let the kid eat the pizza. She didn't say anything until...
until they got home. And then she said, you know, I got a surprise for you. I saw Mr. Bell spit into your... I think Paul was there, too, the kid. She said, I saw Mr. Bell spit into your pizza. And that's when Paul, you know, he said, what happened?
All right, 877-876-7445, the Phil Henry Show. Do we have Mr. LaPlante on the phone? Let me talk to Bill LaPlante. Mr. LaPlante is a member of the Chamber of Commerce and has the LaPlante Supply Store there in West Los Angeles. Bill, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
And Bill, you've known Ted for a long time.
How are you doing, Bill?
Ted, how are you? Yeah, I've known him for since we're in high school together.
I can't hear you?
Since we're in high school together.
Yeah, we went to high school together. We went to Manual Arts.
Okay. Can you tell me, Bill, did you hear Ted describe the events of the evening?
Yeah, he did. When Paul came to the table and my son sat down to have his pizza, his mother came and she sat down, his mother came and sat down. Paul was already there. They delivered the pizza. And his mother elbowed me, and she made, with her eyes, a motion toward Paul's pizza. And I looked at her, and she smiled, and she went back to her food.
So that's her tipping you off.
No, wait a minute. I knew that she wanted me to know that there was something wrong with his food.
But she didn't say anything.
She did not say anything, no. All she did was she sat down, she elbowed me, looked at me, then looked at Paul's pizza, and then smiled and went back to her food.
She smiled.
Well, she smiled, which could have meant a lot of things. I took it to mean that we got you.
But what does that mean, we got you?
I took it to mean when she smiled, it meant that now we've got Ted Bell dead to rights.
Well, is Mr. Bell somebody that you've been looking to get dead to rights?
I've considered Ted to be a friend, but I've always felt that there are some suspect business practices.
Well, I'll tell you, that hurts. I got to tell you, that really hurts.
That's right, Ted, but that's how I feel. And when she smiled at me and pointed to the food, then we knew that we probably had something.
Well, what about your son? What about Paul? The fact that he was going to eat something that might have been contaminated or otherwise trifled with?
Now, that is a decision you make as a parent. If you've got a choice between that, which is probably nothing very threatening, I don't think Ted was going to put poison in there, or an opportunity to take some guy down a notch, we went ahead and rolled the dice and went with the...
You went with trying to take me down a notch, and your son, God knows what's going to happen to him.
Well, it's your spit, you know.
All right, no, but it could have been something else.
Well, what were you going to do, put razor blades in it?
I don't know. You know,
this is very bizarre, Ted. What were you going to put in it?
I'm just saying the decision that they made...
The decision we made was to... was to let the evening play out so that we would have the leverage against you. And
yeah, in the meantime, your son is biting into a pizza that I just went ahead and drooled in. I just went, do you know what I did?
You said you spit. I'm assuming it was like that.
Yeah, it was, but then I drooled a little bit. So I went, and then I went, I don't know how to do it. You know, I can't describe it.
No, we don't need for you to describe it, okay?
I know. Are you saying that you let it puddle up in your mouth and just went, like...
Yeah, like that.
No, we knew that. We knew that because that's when Sherry came back to the table and she elbowed me and she eyed the pizza. She made a motion like she was spitting up. She went, I don't know how to say this, but if I can say it, Mr. Henry, it was like she was vomiting into a napkin. And
oh, God.
All right, so you guys knew exactly what had happened, and you didn't say anything because you wanted to nail me with a health department beef. Is that it?
I went into your restaurant that night, Ted, not expecting anything to happen.
No, you guys went in, and your wife, and as soon as you saw your opportunity, you decided you're going to nail me with a health department.
The point here, if I may, Bill, is that you didn't say anything to your son. You let him eat this pizza, knowing full well that Ted had done something. I can't believe I'm talking to adults. You know,
Mr. Henry, I'm not the one that drooled. I'm not the one that drooled into the pizza.
When I said I drooled into, but that's the whole thing. I drooled into the pizza, and you let your kid eat it.
What are you doing drooling into pizza in the first place?
Very good point.
Oh, so I'm on the defensive. So I'm the guy that's going to take the fall.
You're the guy that did. This is a 9-year-old boy. You got so angry at him that you drooled all over his pizza before you gave it to him?
The kid had not ordered keeping Ted in mind.
That's another thing. I think that is a business practice. I don't think you can actually enforce that.
What?
You can't make me order a meal at your restaurant keeping Ted in mind, because some of the names of these meals, Mr. Hendry, I think are beyond...
Well, give me an example.
No, you're taking it out of context.
There's some that are beyond the pale, especially if you're with a family, like the Big Bone, and you're supposed to order it. Give me the Big Bone. And
what's wrong with that?
I can tell you there's probably not a lot wrong with it when it's a man ordering it, but when my wife, who happens to like those ribs, and you have to order it that way, Mr. Andrew, you have to say, I want Ted's Big... Okay?
Jesus, Ted, don't you understand you have female customers, you have children?
Wait. Whoa. What's wrong with that?
You know full well what's wrong with it. You're the guy who has said over and over and over again that the we want to put our meat in your mouth is...
Oh, yeah, he's made that speech to me, too. That it didn't mean anything?
And it doesn't mean anything. It means exactly what it's supposed to mean, which is we want to serve you a delicious steak.
So why would you have people say, give me Ted's Big Bone?
That's what it's called. That's the name of the meal. It's a big Saint... It's the St. Louis prime rib. Or not prime rib. It's the big St. Louis spare rib. Okay, and we put it in a big thing of chili. It's delicious. You have the chili, and then you stick the bone right in there, you know?
Yeah, and you can't order it unless you say, I want you to stick Ted's Big Bone in there.
That's when you get the chili. If you don't get the chili, you don't have to say that.
No, you just have to say, I want Ted's Big Bone. Either way, it's an offensive way of having to order it.
Well, I'll tell you something, sir. I that's the way I've been doing business. And,
oh, all of a sudden I'm sir, huh?
Yeah, you're going to stick the health department on me, yeah. And when your son said to me, I want a deep dish pizza, I said, I want to take it deep with Ted. And he said, oh, that's gay. I said, okay, that's it. All bets are off. I went back into the kitchen after all the years that I've served your family, and I went a little, you know, it was a little bit of drool, that's all. And you can ask Ernesto. He was standing right there, and he watched me do it.
All right, take a break here.
God, man.
It's a nauseating conversation. And like I said, I can't believe that I've got grown adults talking this way with me. I want Ted's Big Bone. Stick it in there. You know, and what was the other one?
Take it deep?
Yeah, take it deep with Ted. All right, we'll be back. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I know it's not here. Well,
you're the guy that comes into my room.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL here with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we're talking about a health code scare at his restaurant.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Are you there, Bill?
I'm right here, yeah.
All right, well, there's not going to be any health code scare.
I'm going to have you closed down for a couple days.
Yeah, have me closed down after I've said
here
I...
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, you guys understand that this conversation we're having is about as juvenile as can be?
What part of my conversation is juvenile?
Your wife...
Hold on, Ted. Mr. LaPlante, you said when your wife came back to the table, she'd already seen Ted drool onto this pizza. She didn't say anything because she wanted him to go ahead, your son to go ahead and eat this thing so that you guys would have something to hang over his head.
Right, well, that was a judgment call that we made.
Okay. But what's with this elbowing you and looking and pretending like she's spitting up into the napkin?
Well, that's just a code that we have. If somebody's fooled around with the food and we know it, we can give a code to each other.
Why not just tell each other?
In case we want to keep the information to ourselves. It's amazing to me I have to explain this.
I don't understand why you didn't say something to her either, you know, or she didn't say something to you either.
Well, you're the guy that was going to come out on the short end here anyway.
See, the first of all, Ted, I can't believe you did what you did. All right?
It is. I apologized for it a million different ways, and LaPlante still wants
to hang me by the you-know-whats, okay?
Which, by the way, is something else. You said that in front of my wife.
I said what in front of your wife?
You said all I want to do is hang you by the N-word.
All right. So?
And my son was sitting there?
Well, you know, things have gotten ugly between us, and
well, so this is a political fight. Is that what it is?
I think it is. I think,
Mr. Henry, I was in the man's restaurant to eat. I didn't know that he was going to spit or...
I didn't say I spit. I said I loogied.
And, all right, you said you loogied, but that means that's phlegm. That doesn't mean it's saliva.
All right, look, guys, can we use adult terms here?
I'm using an adult term.
No, you're not. You're using a kid term. The point is you readily admit you ought to lose your license.
That's my thing, too.
Well, it's not going to happen. You're not going to take Ted Bell's license away. And I'll tell you something else. You should teach your kids some manners.
My son has manners.
No, you ought to teach your kids some manners so that when I say you order off the menu the way you're supposed to order, take it deep with Ted, he's going to say that, not, hey, you, get me it. Do you understand, Phil, we're talking about an 8-year-old kid?
What did he say?
My son said that he was polite.
Hold on. No, I'll tell you what he said. He said, hey, you, I want a deep dish, I want it personalized size, and I want it now. And I said, boy, you just, when you got up this morning, you made a mistake. And that's where it all went bad with us.
And I backed away, and so did my wife.
You backed away, and so did your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Why?
Well, because I could see something was brewing.
Between a 9-year-old and an adult man, and you backed away? What's to back away from?
Bill, in this sense, I got to agree with Bill. You know,
whoa. Bill, why did you back away?
Because something was going to happen, and I didn't want to be in the middle of it. And Sherry didn't want to either. We backed up, and we just watched, you know.
And you watched it just come down between your 9-year-old son, Paul, and Ted Bell.
You're trying to make it sound like I'm some son of... What are you saying?
I don't understand how it is that an argument between a 9-year-old boy and an adult man was not somehow the subject of some intercession by the parents of that child backing away like it's a bar fight.
Well, Phil, you don't know my son, Paul. You just don't know.
Phil, you've got to do a little reading before you start talking that way.
Reading? What reading? All right, 877-876-7445. Let's go to Ernesto. Hi, Ernesto. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to talk to Mr. Bell. Now, I've heard you on this program before. You were saying that in your restaurant, you're Ted Bell, this and that, right? And that's what I say, and that's what it is. You're saying you're Ted Bell and this and that. Now, this little boy said that he wanted to have a pizza, and you said he didn't order the pizza right, so you took it back, and you said you spit into this pizza or something, right?
Yes, sir, that's what I said I did.
Now, as far as like what Mr. Henry said, that was the first mistake, you know. And then I listened more, and you say you loogied. So this, if it was me, I would have,
let me guess. You would have come back to the kitchen and beat my ass.
Yes, sir, I would have. If it was me, that's what I would have done.
Well, this is Bill LaPlante, sir. What's your name?
My name is Ernesto.
Ernesto, that was my son, and I, of course, am the one who's going to make the ultimate decision as to what is going to happen in defense of my son. I felt I had an opportunity to get the restaurant closed down, so I took the chance of having my son eat the pizza that had been,
Had been loogied on?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Okay, well, I mean, that, to me, that sounds like the most childish thing I've ever heard in my life.
Absolutely.
And I hope they do shut your restaurant down, Mr. Bell, but I also hope the health board take into consideration what you did, sir, which was to entrap this man.
I didn't entrap anybody. It was my wife who came back and gave me the high sign not to do anything.
Yeah, what does that mean, your wife gave you the high sign?
Well, Ted, as far as I'm concerned, you got nothing to say in this.
Why?
Because you're the guy that precipitated all of this with spitting.
Yeah, with a loogie into the pizza, you know?
Well, you guys are using the word loogie interchangeably with spit.
Hey, man, whatever you did, it was all wrong. You, Mr. LaPlante, using this as an opportunity to get some political points... So you're gonna? What are you gonna do now?
I'm not getting political points.
You said you gave your wife a high sign. You didn't say anything to your son. You just let it play out.
Look, even if we said something to our son, hey, there's spit in your pizza. I still could have had. I could have done what I wanted to do. You know.
So then, why did you let the boy eat the pizza?
Because it wasn't really going to contaminate anything, I didn't think, unless Ted's got rabies, you know, which I, you know, I hope not.
You hope not. Okay, yeah, you're right. I don't have rabies.
All right. As it is right now, we'll go before the health board. We'll get his restaurant closed down so we got a thorough investigation. And we'll see what comes up with that, you know.
Yeah, and it's nice to know, Bill, that you take all your orders from your wife.
No, not like you. You know, I know you got to call home. You got to call home like five times a night, don't you?
No, that was with another. That wasn't with my wife. It was my girlfriend. Never mind. You know.
Your girlfriend.
Well, you know what? It's none of his business. And I'll tell you something else. If you come into my restaurant with your family again, and
I'm never going to be coming into your restaurant again.
Well, that's good news for me.
Fine.
So that's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, look. The kid knows that when he...
Never. It doesn't matter, Ted. We're not going to be back in your restaurant.
Well, when the kid turns 18 and he inevitably comes back into my restaurant because he's going to want to take it deep, you know?
My kid's not taking it deep with you.
Uh-huh. You know, famous last words.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. If your kid comes back into the restaurant and wants to take it deep. All right. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show coming up. It is our News and Information Hour right after these messages.
I wanted to get a word in for my supply business.
Phil Hendry.